Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzeff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. It's great to have you with us. Coming up, we'll preview Navy and Notre Dame in San Diego. Also announced this week, the 2020 Navy-Notre Dame game, switching locations. It was scheduled to be in the greater New York area at MetLife Stadium, but it's going somewhere else. We'll tell you where that is coming up. We'll also give you some sense of the Navy men's soccer team showing some great, great play here at the end of the campaign, trying to rally into a spot in the Patriot League tournament. A young man that's starting to come on and play gangbusters for them as well. Big volleyball matchup, Mids and American, coming up Friday night at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. All that and more coming your way next on the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
11 states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students. 2.6 million alumni. And 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. It's getting set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. You guys get a chance to go back out to San Diego, obviously a place that's been very good to you all in the past and a place that you all like to get to. A lot of your former players end up out there. The value of getting this game on the West Coast, playing out here and exposing Navy football to some folks out on the West Coast here.
It's huge for us. You know, in, like you said, in recruiting, a lot of our former players are there, a lot of Navy people and Marine Corps people in that area. San Diego's always been a good place for us. Recruiting, we've had some good games there, a lot of good memories. And we're excited to go there. It's going to be a tough game, but really excited, Pete, to go there.
Obviously, the marquee sells it all. You're playing the number three team in the country in Notre Dame. But it's funny, you've said it week after week. The team that we played this week, you know, is going to be tougher than the one that we played last week. You ever been part of a stretch like this of Navy football? Of all the years that you've been here, there's an assistant or a head coach?
Never. I mean, this is the toughest stretch. So it's been a combination. We're not playing as well, and we're playing really, really good people. And, when you know, the combination of that has made it really tough, but it's been as good as group that we played. It's hard to imagine a team better than Houston after what we saw. I mean, just, I was proud of our guys. I thought we played hard, but that was a really good team, and Now, like you said, we're playing the number three team.
You guys did a lot of good things last week, and you are showing signs of progression considering you've had to move a lot of bodies around on the offensive side of the football. Is that one of the things you can take out of last week, is the fact that there seems to be a progression going on here?
Definitely. I'm excited about the progression. I thought we executed because we've been struggling offensively, and I thought we executed really well for a quarter and three-quarters of a quarter, you know, and so I thought we were doing a lot of good things. We got to continue to execute. I think the one thing that's probably the most frustrating that hopefully we can get people, we're not playing complementary football this season. When one side of the ball is playing good, the other side not so good.
Right.
And one side's playing good, the other side's not playing good. Or maybe both sides are playing somewhat decent, and then special teams kind of lacking. So just this game, we have to have our best game in all three phases just to even have a chance. If we don't play close to our best game or the best game we played all year, we'll get ugly quick.
Early in the year, you all were really rotating a lot of offensive linemen, and I think one of the things that's kind of been untold the last couple of weeks is because of the injuries you all have suffered there, it's shortened your rotation on the offensive line. You've not been able to sub as well. Your package where you put Nestrowitz as a tight end, now he's got to play tackle more. That gets affected in that situation. Has that really hampered, especially when you're playing every snap against the Ed Olivers, the Javon Carters, now Jerry Tillery, a guy that you're going to play against this week? Is that something that has really hampered you guys a little bit, considering you've been a lot shorter in terms of depth on the offensive line?
Well, you definitely would like that. I mean, you definitely would like the depth, for, you know, and that's one of the reasons we always practice with two huddles to try to create some depth. It's not ideal, but we also recognize, you know, a lot of people are injured, you know, this part of the season, but obviously, yeah, definitely, Pete, we'd definitely like to be deeper, you know, especially at the line position.
Brian Kelly made a decision to go to Ian Book. What do you see differently with them at him and the controls with the sample size you all had on obviously playing against Wimbush last year, and he started the season for them at that spot as well?
I think, you know, I mean, he's been doing some good things. You know, I'm not sure package-wise you watched both. I mean, some of it's similar, but probably a little bit more emphasis on the pass with him. I mean, they still do some RPO stuff with Ian, but I mean, because he's athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He can run. He's got a strong arm. Not as big as Wimbush, but he can run. If you know, if they do run some of their zone read stuff and you think like, well, you know, we'll just take away the back, I mean, he'll pull it and scamper for 30 yards. And so he's a guy that's, he's hard to put his finger on because you look at him, he's not the biggest guy, but he's got a strong arm and good to, and I mean, I think he's the fastest guy, and you take your eyes off him, and you cover people, and he pulls it down for 25 yards. And, you know, he's been making, obviously, all the right plays, you know, to help them be undefeated and playing really good football.
As an offensive line coach, I'm sure you can appreciate about them. What has it been about them over the last few years where they've produced such high-level offensive linemen and thus offensive line play overall?
A great culture, you can just tell. And they've had different coaches there, but there's a great culture there of what they do. Obviously, with, you know, Coach Kelly there, there's some stability in their identity and their philosophy, even though they've changed coordinators. But they've always been a physical group up front. The one thing about Notre Dame football, they might throw the ball around a little bit, but they're going to be a physical group up front.
And obviously, a lot to play for your team, a chance against the number three team in the country. Appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Pete.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get sent for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in San Diego. Don't forget, the Navy Business Services Division does a whole lot to help not only support the physical mission, but all of the other great extracurricular activities like the Navy Drum and Bugle Corps at the Naval Academy. We see them at halftime of all of the Navy football games. Go to usnabsd.com or shop and dine at the Naval Academy to help support Naval Academy Business Services Division. Coming up, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. It looks like he's actually going to have some of the same guys from one week to the next be available to he and his offensive coaches. We'll talk about that value and how to attack Notre Dame when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. Time to talk offense. And this week I had a chance to ask Ivan Jasper about, you know, the tough part. Remember, this staff and this program have not been in the position of 2-5 very much. And we'll talk about how they address that with the players and the offense right now, which has had a lot of different bodies coming in and out lately because of injuries. C.J. Williams looks like he's going to be back and available. Malcolm's going to continue at slot. Garrett Lewis at quarterback. So at least some continuity is there. And I asked him, just how do you attack, obviously, the nation's number three team, but certainly having a few more of your tools back certainly has to help.
We have to compete. We're not going to – you can't run and hide, you know, and not that we would do that anyway. But,
no,
again, it's just the way things have fallen. But, again, very competitive schedule, my man. I mean, week to week is – we got to bring our A game week to week, you know. So obviously, you know, for us on the offensive side, we just, you know, we're you know, haven't played a complete game, you know, and obviously we still got a lot more football to be played. We've got to find, got to put a game together, a whole game together, come out in the second half and not fall apart like we've been. Just find a way to finish and, again, and hopefully put more points on the board, eat the clock up, and find a way to win this game this weekend.
Is the fourth down play where Taylor stumbles maybe kind of the microcosm of how this season has gone for you all? Clearly he's going to get the first down, maybe more. You end up getting points on that drive. You're still in charge. You're dictating to Houston as opposed to them being able to dictate to you. Is that kind of the way this season has gone?
You know, it's that, you know. And you know, if me, I've never, you know, talked about our plays. But, again, you know, we have a touchdown pass, you know, right before halftime, and we turn a guy loose. You know, and again, just not looking in the right spot. And obviously, we go up 31-21 at half, and we get the ball first in the first quarter. But yes, I mean that was a play we talk about. You know, and obviously, first and foremost, I just felt so bad for T-Jack.
He went on to make a couple of great grabs later in the game
I felt so bad for him. You know, but again, that was a huge play. It was a huge play. You know, and now obviously, you know, we find a way to get back to at least third and manageable, and we have a chance. You know, if we get that first down, I mean, who knows? We go down and score, and put more pressure on those guys. You know, so but again, my man, it's definitely been. You know, when it happened, I just put my head down. I just put my head down. And I had to just chuckle. I was like, wow, it's just nothing's going right for us. Yeah. You know, so but again, we're gonna keep pressing forward. Again, a lot of football to be played. We just got to keep fighting and keep grinding.
Is that the toughest part of this? Is when you haven't experienced this very much, you know, obviously it's tough for the players, but is it tough for you all as coaches? Because you haven't been through this very much either.
Exactly. It's a matter of just trying to figure out what, I mean, again, look at myself. What am I not doing? What am I not doing? I'm not doing something right. So obviously, you know, we always look at ourselves first, self-evaluate. And I've just been sitting up late at night just trying to figure out and just looking through notes and just trying to figure out, am I doing anything different? You know, looking at myself first and foremost, but it's just one of those deals, man, where you got to try to find a way to put your finger on it. Just got to find out, and getting the wins now seems like, oh my goodness, you know, and that's not a good feeling. We never had that around here. So it's obviously it's definitely something new, but obviously it's not something that's welcomed around here. We don't like that feeling. But again, we got to find a way to get a W to get that taste back in our mouth so we can understand what it feels like and hopefully get our confidence back and get things rolling.
There was a lot to like about what happened Saturday. I mean, you held the ball for 42 minutes.
Yes.
Sure, that's part of the plan. Mm-hmm. And if I'd have told you were going to run for over 300, you're going to hold it for 42 minutes, mm-hmm. would you have liked where you might be at that point in terms of your goals going into that game?
You know, we talked about that after the game. You know, that's always been who we are. You know, and again, our defense is fighting their butts off. You know, but in games like that, you know, teams have good athletes. You know, it's always been, as an offense, we've always wanted to hold a football. It doesn't matter what other team offense is. They can be a running team, a throwing team. We don't care about that. Mm-hmm. But our goal on offense is to hang on to the football and just and score points. And so obviously we're doing that. We're hanging on to the football, but again, we're not scoring, you know, 8 out of 10 drives,
right,
like we've been used to, you know. So again, it's just something that's definitely missing, you know. And again, as an offense, it's our job to do our job, which is to hang on to the football and score points and help our defense any way we can.
I know, obviously, on paper they have a guy like Ed Oliver. But have you ever seen a guy play like the way Austin Robinson did, the linebacker for Houston the other day? I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody individually play that way at that position. Play side, backside, it didn't matter. He was coming from everywhere to get to the football.
You know, they were very, very impressive. You know, and obviously, you know, Austin did a great job. And Ed Oliver, it's funny because we're saying this morning that, you know, we pride ourselves on playing hard. That's playing fast. But I don't think I've ever seen anything, you know, mainly like Ed Oliver, but also both those guys, just when the ball, whenever they found that the ball was not where they turned, and it was like they shot out of the cannon.
Yeah.
Just continually played every single snap. I mean, it was very impressive. I mean, I give those guys credit. You know, they understand that when you play at Service Academy, you got to play at another level. My man, and they definitely brought it.
What was interesting, too, is you could tell Robinson, even at one point when he got to, like, 49-24, he still didn't come out of the game.
Still playing.
He was out there for the last possession.
Yeah. And again, sometimes you think, I mean, we think we play hard, you know, when other schools don't, but it was humbling for us.
Sure.
As a program, as a football team, to see, you know, two guys, you know, obviously, you know, who are going to be NFL players that play that way. You know, they don't take plays off. Again, I love Aaron Donald. I'm a Rams fan. I'm from L.A. You know, Aaron Donald was a great player. But when we played him, he didn't play that hard.
No.
You know, he was a good player and all. But Ed Oliver and those guys, they played hard every single snap. You know, and again, it was definitely humbling. It was humbling for us to see. You know, and again, and we got to get back to that. You know, and that's our goal. And that's what we're working for.
Mike Elko has moved on, but has the defensive philosophy changed much at Notre Dame? Because they're still very good.
They're still very good. You know, and D.C., you know, he's a disciple of Elko, you know, and we kind of assume they're going to be the same exact defense, but we're not going to hang our hat on that. We're going to do a bunch of different things for our kids. You know, I'm not going to make the same thing as I did before. You know, we're going to a lot of different looks. We feel we have a good plan for our kids if they do what they did last year, but at the same time, we're going to mix in some other looks. So on Saturday, when we come out, if there is something different, our kids would have seen it and are ready for it. But again, physical, I mean, just they're long, they're rangy, they're athletic. Again, we have to play our style of football. We have to keep on. We have to be physical and just move forward. You know, if it's 2 yards, be satisfied with it. And just not can't have negative plays.
Right.
And guys always finish going forward. And, again, just be who we are. Make it a physical game. Get our style of football and just get after them.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Coming up, Dale Pearson talks defense when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at blazinrewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
Peanuts or pretzels?
Hi, I'm craving tapas.
In coach?
Some mixed olives, those tiny meatballs, ooh, and tortilla española.
And so, peanuts or pretzels?
3 times the points on travel makes everyday experiences feel luxurious. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission, which is why the flagship credit card gets you 3 times the points on travel and 2 times the points on all other purchases. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. It's getting set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, all right, you go from an offense of one nature this week. This one's probably as much of a sledgehammer as you're going to see all year. And I asked Kennedy the same question. In all the years you've been preparing defense, what is it about them offensive line-wise where they have just turned out all-pro after all-pro after all-pro on that offensive line, and that's been as consistent a unit as Notre Dame has had through the years?
Yeah, I think they do obviously a great job of recruiting. They get some of the top kids in the country, but the coaching there has been exceptional. You know, I enjoy putting on the tape and just watching. It's like watching synchronized swimming. Every step is 6 inches. Every hand is up at the same spot. Thumbs are up. Elbows are down. I mean, they just play to perfection, and it's really And to be honest with you, as a coach, it's fun to actually watch them. Mm-hmm. It's not so fun to play them, but it's fun to watch them.
In terms of preparation, then, when you know that it is as synchronized as it is, you know, is it as difficult to prepare for and just a matter of telling your defensive lineman, hey, it's mano a mano in these situations because these guys are going to do the same thing every time?
Yeah, and a big part of it is, you know, you really have to look at your fundamentals. You know, we have to match their excellence. You know, if we get high, we're going to get knocked off the ball. If we don't use our hands, we're not going to get off blocks. You know, if we don't get a backer down there in a hurry, they're going to push us back to the linebacker. So there's a lot of factors, but a lot of it just goes back to fundamentals. We have to try to match their fundamentals with our fundamentals or you won't be very successful.
Brian Kelly made a change of quarterback, but even in recent weeks, the re-addition of Dexter Williams to the running game has seemingly taken their offense to an even higher level than they were executing back in September and early October.
Yeah, he's a big back that can run. If you give him a crease downhill, he can run by everybody. Super fast, got great eyes, makes the right cut. Can catch the ball out of the backfield. So, yeah, he adds a lot to their offense.
What has Book added in terms of the more consistent passing element now to that offense as well?
I just think he's really disciplined. He knows where he's going with the ball. He doesn't hesitate. And if it's not open, he'll pull it down and run. He's got a good pair of legs. He's pretty fast for a quarterback. I just think he's one of those kind of quarterbacks that's not going to lose you the game. I mean, he's super disciplined, and he looks like obviously a really good leader of that group. So I think he's added and brought a lot to their offense.
You guys have given a lot of opportunity in the secondary here of late. Still in search of that combination that you can get out there right now to complement your safety play?
I think we're more solidified right now. I think Mikey McMorris, mm-hmm. had a bad one bad play, but overall I thought he played pretty well for a plebe. He can run. He's got loose hips, so he should be able to cover. Jared Ryan, has been each week becoming more and more dependable.
As you guys get set, confidence-wise, for a football team, how much do you and the guys in your room have to be psychologists here just because of the quality that you're playing to get guys to believe in what they're doing and making sure that, as you mentioned earlier, matching fundamental with fundamental, play after play? Because right now you guys are in the midst of as much quality as you all have ever played here through a stretch of games.
Yeah, I it's nice that you coach at the Naval Academy, so you have some guys that realize what it's going to take to win. And that's really what we coach, when we show up on Monday. Last game, win or lose, is over. We start fresh. I think the kids have bought into that mentality that we've got to move on. You can't dwell on the past and you can't look to the future. And again, we go to work every day just like we did the week before. Go back to fundamentals, go back to what we're going to try to accomplish in this game. And,
Dale Pearson joining us as the Mids get set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And talking to him off mic, too. Mikey McMorris, a guy out of Buford, Georgia, has really accelerated up the depth chart at corner. They are really excited about that young man and his potential here at the United States Naval Academy. Keep your eye on number 5 out there on the defensive side of the football. Comes from a very athletic family, a couple of stepbrothers that play. Got a brother that plays basketball as well at the college level. When we come back, talk about some of those great things going on around the yard. Late season push now for the men's soccer team to try and get into the Patriot League tournament. That coming up next on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. How about the Navy men's soccer team? They have had a ton of results, close games, haven't been able to get enough goals. Finally, things are starting to click for them a little bit. Jacob Williams has really, really emerged as this season has gone on. Freshman out of Old Mill High School in Millersville. He's number 3 in the Patriot League in scoring now. Pair of goals on Wednesday night, giving Navy a 2-0 win over Lafayette. And mathematically now the Mids have played their way back into the conversation for the Patriot League tournament. Final transfer spot is still 4 points away, but at least now with games ahead of you and other teams ahead of you playing each other, now the Mids have fought their way back. And, of course, great showdown coming up in volleyball Friday night, Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. Kind of disappointed we're actually in San Diego. I would love to call the action of this one on the Patriot League Network. Dave McHugh will do that as Joe and I will be in San Diego. Navy and American, two top teams in the Patriot League, a five-setter in D.C. earlier this year between the two sides, won by the Eagles. And, of course, Navy taking their chances against the top team coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock. That'll do it for our show this week. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. Our thanks to you, as always, for listening. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us this week on the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.